John O'Shea joins us now from Godolphin. Morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
John, I firstly want to start, if I can, with these international horses that recently Godolphin have bought, and I understand they're either here or they're on their way?
Two are in work at the moment here at Osborne Park. And then we've got another one arrived last Saturday. We've got another one on its way. It's sort of building up a nice array of those international sort of staying horses.
It's something that Godolphin, it's normally worked the other way, John, but obviously Godolphin are changing their play around the world in many ways.
Yeah, I think John's really got the bit between his teeth in the last 6 months, and the boss is very keen to re-establish himself, or not necessarily, but, you know, continued to be the force that he always has been in world racing. But, you know, obviously with the change to Godolphin and the focus on racing, John and the boss felt that, you know, it was important that we had our horses racing in all facets of, the senior, the major races throughout Australia, and, you know, probably the one area, because we're a breeding operation here, we didn't have that luxury of those sort of old handicapping stays or wait for age for a mile and a quarter, mile and a half.
And a couple of these that you've got now that are at Osborne Park, I'm trying to find their names in my book here, John, and I can't
Somewhat
find
them. And Hartnell.
Hartnell, that was the other one I was looking at. Are they going to be prepared for an autumn prep?
Yeah, well, they're in work now. Yeah. They've got good condition on them. They're at the early stages of their preparation. Obviously, they're struggling a little bit with the heat. They've got, you know, woolly coats and so forth. So I think, you know, to be fair, Andrew, they would be best suited, with having a light preparation here in the autumn, and then possibly, you know, let them find their feet and then come back in the spring once they've had, you know, a bit of familiarity with the system we have here.
Yep, okay. Contributor was one that came over and had that instant success at Caulfield. How did its, I presume, is it still spelling or is it back in now?
No, he's back in work at Osborne. And again, he's sort of got a bit of a woolly coat. Albeit he came here and had the run and so forth, it's still difficult for him a little bit because, you know, he hasn't acclimatised just yet. He comes straight out of the English summer, and I think that would ultimately provided him with an advantage during the spring. So he's just sort of getting his head around, the warmth of Hawkesby and so forth. So I think that we'll be able to sort of give him a nice preparation, probably a bit more than the other two, but I still think that, again, he'll be better suited in spring.
Is he a 2,000-metre horse at this stage, do you feel, to produce his best in Australia or not?
I think so. I think he'll run a mile and a half because he relaxes, but I think his pet distance is 2,000.
Okay. The two-year-olds, you've had a really good time of it pre-Christmas. Furnaces is one that I spoke to you over the weekend, and an exciting type that, you're going to sort of split them up a bit and aim towards some towards the Diamond in Melbourne and some for Sydney.
Yeah, got a sheep in front of me here at the moment, Andrew, which we've had the luxury of obviously some very, very nice two-year-olds, and Tom and I sat down yesterday and went through how we intend to sort of split them up initially anyway, so and you know what races they sort of head towards. We're in a very envious position, I suppose, and there's this lovely young horses that seem to be going quite well at the moment.
So furnaces in a perfect world, and we emphasise that things change and they can change so quickly with two-year-olds, but stays in Sydney?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's probably our number one pick in terms of the slipper, and I wouldn't be keen to sort of jeopardise too much towards going to the slipper, and he just had a very conventional path into it, through the silver slipper and the Todman. Look, the other thing about Furness, of course, is that he is a November foal, Andrew, and, you know, we wouldn't be inclined to sort of put too much pressure on him. I think the three runs would be well and truly enough for him.
Yep.
He's still quite open in his knees, and he, you know, he's made dramatic improvement from the spring. He's got quite a big, strong fella now, and, you know, I think he'll improve continually if we're not too hard on him in the autumn. He'll make dramatic improvement again into the spring of next year. So, we'll just be inclined to go along like that.
The ones that we've seen in Melbourne, Bantam, Antalucan, could they be staying there?
Yeah, they'll all stay there. Antelukin's back in the stable now. Bantam will probably have another week and then come back into Carbine Lodge in preparation for the prelude. Mess is back in, and we probably, like I said, we just probably need to find a filly or two as well to give Antelukin a little bit of support down there. And, you know, you never know what might jump out of the ground in the next sort of month or so.
You trialled a couple there on Tuesday, Torbay, one earlier, but of the 2 year olds, Otter was one that performed pretty good. There was a filly Otter Man, so you're starting to put out a couple of fillies through these trials, John.
Yeah, we lost one of the better ones during the week, a filly called Panagria, but I think Otter and Ottoman are more than capable replacements. And you know, we were very happy with what they did on early in the week, albeit on the artificial surface.
Yeah.
And we need to be mindful of that. You know, those 740 trials aren't a real true guide, but they're fillies that we've been happy with at home, and they came in public and showed that they have nice ability. So they seem to have pulled up well, and we're very appreciative of the ATC for putting those trials on, because, you know, with the two-year-olds, they have to be exposed in public before they go to the races. So if they didn't have those trials on Tuesday, we'd got ourselves a long way behind. So, you know, it was at least they had a little day out. Public got to see them, and we'll be able to take them off to the races now.
Okay. And Bosnia of the boys seemed to be quite impressive there on Tuesday, given that they were on, as you say, the all-weather track.
And you know, on the clock, he was very slow, Andrew.
Yeah.
But I suppose to the eye, he did look, you know, relatively impressive, and he's a big striding fella. He'd be probably a horse that would be more inclined to, he's going to toddle down to Melbourne next week and run down straight, because I just felt he's such a big horse, you know, the opportunity to run in straight will take, and just let him balance up and see how he goes. He is a half-brother to Sarajevo, but he's a very different sort of horse to Sarajevo. And being by Medallia, you know, they got wonderful attitudes, and he's shown a little bit of precocity despite the fact he's quite a big fella.
All right, there's some of the new two-year-olds that we're going to see. You mentioned Sarajevo. You had expectations earlier on this year and ran into some wet tracks and all that sort of stuff. Has he developed any spell?
Yeah, I think, you know, he coming out of the winter, he was, you know, big and burly and hairy, and then he got a number of wet tracks. It's well documented, he's a touch unlucky early. So not a great deal went right for him there. He's come in really good order. He's probably only 2 weeks off a trial, both. Assault will trial on Monday, and Sarajevo is probably about only a fortnight after him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the key for him is to get himself back on top of the ground where he can show his nice turn of foot. And, I'm really happy with where he's at. He's at a much healthier, happier state this time in. And I'm sure that, you know, as he gets a little bit older, he'll really show the nice ability that he's shown us here at home.
Godolphin have shot two horses down to Goulburn today. Career runs in race two and Distress in race six. Who's first up today? Expectation on those?
Career's a nice little stay in Philly by New Approach. It's only a tiny little thing, but she probably just need to run today, Andrew. Right. She's taken a while to get fit. And she's chugging along nicely at home, made dramatic improvement in the last 10 days, but I would think that she'll be benefited by the run. And I know that at the track this morning, Greg Hickman was walking the box quite prolifically, so it would suggest that his horse has got a great chance.
Oh, hang on. You're not playing that game, are you? You're not playing that game.
Well, I even tried to buy a share in it for my wife, and he wouldn't sell me, so it must go really well.
Hang on, I'm finding the trainer's names here now. He won't be happy, you know.
He's never happy. Only when Darren cooks him sausage sandwiches on Saturday morning, he gets happy then.
He's got top striker for Tommy Berry, number three. So, all right. Good morning to you, Greg, because that'll definitely get back. What about the other one, Distress? That's what Gregory's feeling at the moment.
Mate, she's a big, scopey filly that we'll probably appreciate a little bit further. Her trials are only being fair, by her standards. And, again, I think the run will benefit her and probably just step her out to a mile at a third run and she'll probably be ready then.
Okay. Couple in there today. Good luck, mate. We appreciate it. The one key thing I want to hear from you, mate, you're enjoying it?
Yeah, look, I think as the younger horses have come along nicely, and it's allowed me to sort of, you know, obviously start afresh with and have them right from the start. It's helped enormously, and you know, so too the longer we've had with the staff, and you know, the mixing the two different groups together in terms of the staff that came with me from my old organisation and the people that have been here a while, that also always took a little bit of time. But you know, I must pay enormous tribute to you know, Henry Plumtree and the support that the Dali organisation have given me. It's been wonderful, and it's just allowed it to flow along nicely. So yeah, it's been good.
Good luck with them all, mate. We'll stay in contact. I hope there's a winner or two today as well.
Thank you, Andrew. Good luck to you and your listeners.
No, good on you, John. John O'Shea joining.